All right, here we go with another episode of Cave Talk. I bring on a guest, one of our followers. His name is Cole. He runs DNA Hockey on Instagram. I'm going to jump right in and start asking Cole about content creation, hockey, and everything under the sun, because hockey is only the beginning on Cave Talk. All right, everybody, we are back with Cave Talk. It is where hockey is only beginning, and I'm really excited about this one because we're continuing our kind of like podcast contest where we have any follower on pretty much almost close to 20,000 on Instagram who listens to these has an opportunity to be on just by DMing us a couple words. And so stay tuned if you're listening for that. That'll be coming down the line here in the podcast. And I'm really excited because Cole, DNA Hockey on Instagram, is a guest tonight. Cole, thank you for being here. And I just wanted to ask you, what made you get into content creation, getting into Instagram? What was the inspiration?
Well, I always had a Instagram with the local hockey team and Vancouver Canucks. And I don't know, I just saw other people filming their shooting videos and, you know, stick handling. And I thought, hey, that'd be pretty fun with all the music and editing. So I gave it a shot, and here I am now still doing it. So
before we get down through all these questions here on Cave Talk, let's plug your channels here for a bit. So just tell people where they can find your videos. You've got this really awesome podcast that I'm just a big fan of, and you actually let me be a guest on, where you're bringing on other hockey content creators, regardless kind of, it seems like, a following, to talk hockey. So explain to everybody who's listening where they can find DNA Hockey in the content.
Well, my Instagram would be all lowercase dna.hky. I also have a YouTube channel, which I'll be starting to post some more vlogs since it is the summer. It's a Salty Space JR, Salty Junior. It should be the first one that comes up. I have almost 400 subscribers on that.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And then I have the podcast, which I just... And that is called DNA Podcast. You can find that on the Apple iTunes, which is the app that's already downloaded on your phone, free of hassle. Or if you have Anchor, you can find me on that as well.
And that's what we're doing our podcast on right now is Anchor. So, you know, I know you're a Canucks fan, which makes me want to end the podcast right now. You know, they've had a real tough time. Do you think they're about to turn the corner to being like a productive, competitive team, or are they going to be rebuilding again next year?
I think definitely they're going to, you know, this year is going to be a huge year for the Canucks. It's weird that Henrik and Daniel Sedin won't be in the lineup, and you know, John Shorthouse won't be saying those names. It's just kind of
that hits home for you, hey? That's a soft spot, I can tell.
Yeah, so that's gonna be really weird, but you know, I'm excited to see who the new captain's gonna be. We got, you know, Bo Horvat, Brock Besser's back strong.
Who do you think is gonna be captain? I honestly think it can't be anybody other than Horvat.
Yeah, I thought Alex Edler maybe, just because for 1 year and 1 year only, because he's been around quite a long time. But I don't know, maybe it would be kind of weird just to have a captain for 1 year and then change it to Bo Horvat. But I think it would be the coolest thing to see Henrik Sedin pass that C on to Bo Horvat.
Don't get me wrong, didn't they do that for 1 year with Luongo where they made him the captain?
I that was like kind of strange. I could not, unofficial, you know, that C on his helmet.
I could not not bring that up once you kind of put that out there. I had to hit that home run that, swing. Yeah, so
no comment on that.
So you're getting into really full blown content creation. What has been the hardest thing so far, that like challenge that you've met, whether it's like gaining followers or is it the time? What's your biggest challenge you've had so far in kind of this content creation game on social media?
Well, finding time is the hardest bit, because right now I'm working full time with my dad. I work on the weekends, and when I had school, I work on the weekends. So that just, you know, I don't know when I get home at in the evening. That's like 6 after a long day of work. You don't know if you're going to have a lot of time to film, and it does take a while.
Very true.
I don't have my – set up in my backyard all the time. I have to move all the stuff from the driveway into the backyard, set it up. So
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's definitely not like just go outside, grab your hockey stick, grab the pucks, whatever. So that probably the time and people taking you seriously. It's very tough when you're a low account and you reach out to companies, even if you do a very nice written thing to them. A lot of times they'll see it, not even a response, or they just, you know, won't pay attention to you, and it's tough. And that's why I love, which I'm sponsored by Puckstyle, and now I'm at just over 500 followers, and they sponsored me before I was at 500 followers, which is insane. I've never seen such a low Instagram get sponsored, and that they took a chance on me, and I'm just ready to prove myself that they took a good chance.
Well, and it sounds very familiar to kind of how the case started. I mean, I'm very lucky because the content is very unique and helped us knock down doors that like a regular account or regular, you know, like hockey account that does shooting tricks or whatever maybe would have. But we had the same thing with Hockey Sauce Kit. Hockey Sauce Kit took a chance on us. I wrote the same thing, like those emails, those DMs, I did it all the time. I still do it to this day, even at almost 20,000. I still do it today to companies. I still do it to people we want to work with, people's accounts that we really want to connect with. We think it would be a good partnership or whatever it may be. It is to get people to take you seriously because they always think you're just trying to get something out of them. But like Hockey Sauce Kit, we talked about like wanting to be partners, not a sponsorship, because a sponsorship, I've always found a term just means like a one-way street, whereas partnership, you're kind of both mutually benefiting and working together. So I would say one tip I would say, if you're reaching out to these companies, never use the word sponsorship, always use the term partnership, because that means they're going to get something in return, where sponsorship's just like, here, take the product. But we had one where we were just big fans of the Hockey Sauce Kit. We didn't really have the money to buy one. And Vinny, a Hockey Sauce Kit, said absolutely. I still remember the moment we got the email back. And I called Ken, and he had me on speaker in the car. And he's like, he's going to send out two kits. And we just lost our minds thinking that, like, wow, we're just these guys that just love hockey, built this place, and this company out there is going to send us this. But it takes a lot of work because you got to repay that, right? Like it's a two-way street. You can't just like say thanks so much Puckstyle for the gear and then go away. Yeah. Because I think that's what maybe you're running into, is that maybe back in the day when Instagram and these platforms came out, these smaller accounts did get those sponsorships, but then they just took their free product and left. Now people are really hesitant to make sure they're going to get their return. But keep grinding out like that. A lot of people see it. And I really like the idea that like Puckstyle, they didn't just look at your following account, your followers. And that's what we do. We don't look at your followers. We'll go through and actually analyze your content, join your live streams, ask questions to get an idea of who the person is behind the account name and behind the amount of followers. But I really like that Puckstyle did that for you. Is that, no, this kid's grinding it out. Like, we all start from zero, which I always find funny. People don't realize that. Everybody starts at the same thing. It's just you grow faster or not. So at some point, these big accounts were at zero. And, you know, I remember those moments. I remember that Hockey Sauce Kit moment. And that was one of the coolest things, just like you will probably always remember, you know, after the years. You know, it was Puckstyle who took a chance on me regardless of my followers, because you bust your ass and do good content. So that's good to hear, and props to Puckstyle. So please go check them out on Cole on DNA Hockey's account. He's a sponsored and partner with Puckstyle, so big shout out to them.
Yeah.
So Cole, you are, what's the ultimate goal? Like, what is, if I said I got, here's one wish, what is the ultimate goal in content creation on like social media? Or is it just for like, you want to be on one company's radar, or you want to do this, or what is the ultimate goal for DNA Hockey?
I think probably, I mean, this is a dream that probably won't happen, but it's Howie's Hockey Tape. Me and one of my friends, Adam, he comes over to the cave too.
Right.
And we loved Howie's. We used it, their wax. They smell, it smells so good.
It smells and good, hey. Yeah, it's tried, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it worked so well. And we're like, man, if this wax helped us shoot, imagine the tape. We couldn't find the tape anywhere as we went to our local Kirby Sources Sports couldn't find it at this time, and he went up on a vacation to Nanaimo. He went to the sport check, and he said, oh my gosh, he phoned me. He says, Cole, here it is. It was in a glass case, Howie's hockey tape. And I spent $20, which is kind of crazy to think for three rolls, but it, you know, it helps me, and it was awesome. And there was little to no nicks within, like, one game I would have a bunch of nicks on my tape, and with Howie's I would have like two games and still nothing. And their clothing is awesome. I'm actually wearing one of the t-shirts right now. And I love their hoodies. Their hoodies are so comfy. The shirts are comfy. So definitely Howie's. I know they're one of the biggest companies out there, but for sure that would be in my dream, like, wow, I'm sponsored by Howie's hockey tape. Like, that would just be insane.
We're lucky enough to work with Howie's, and I'm not sure if you heard this story about how we sent a DM, and then within, I think it was probably about 24 hours, we actually had a phone call with Howie.
That's insane. Yeah, of course. I listened to the podcast. So yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stories too, of just showing how unique content can really help you knock down doors in this world of social media, because everyone's looking for that thing that's going to set their product or set their business or service apart. And but the one thing I have to say, after all of our the world's largest giant goal sticks are all wrapped with Howie's hockey tape. We wrap those once, and those things take a lot of abuse. People use them on ice. We had them at Tendy Fest, and the tape held up great, and we haven't had to do it. And we use them all in our sticks. Landon uses it, and it really does hold up to, you know, their marketing platform of the world's highest quality hockey tape. So I agree with you. The best part about them is actually it's not their gear, it's actually the people behind it. I've had some great hockey conversations with their, and like they're bit, like you said, like they're big, like they're doing NHL teams. They have a massive account. For them to take a chance back on the day of the cave, it to me resonates once again, kind of what you mentioned about Puck Styles, taking a chance in a smaller account. And we will do a lot of work to make sure we try to repay that and help showcase them. So, Howie's is a good one to pick, to be, from my experience, to potentially work with in the future. So, what is your favorite content to create? So you're doing these podcasts now, you have your Insta stories, you have your live streams, you have your vlogs, like you're all over the place, but is there one that's like, if you could only do one every day, or what is your favorite medium and content to create? Where would that be? Where would that be placed?
Probably the Instagram stories. Those are really fun. I don't like to make them too extremely long, but a couple are good. I remember one of the fun ones was when I set the camera up and I was like shooting, and I was kind of like, as if you, since you guys were behind the, you know, the screen, the phone, and it's like, hey, you know, why you watch me shoot? I don't record every time I, you know, play hockey, right? So that was pretty fun, and I have some ideas of little scene skits kind of things, so that's coming sometime in the summer. So definitely the Instagram stories, that's fun, and I base it a lot off your guys's, and I get a lot of compliments, is like, you know, we love your Instagram stories, or they just, I like that better than some of your posts or whatnot. So definitely the Instagram stories would be mine.
Yeah, and are you going to be heading into the Instagram TV space?
I don't know. There's not many people on, so I'm not sure if I want to get into that game. It's almost kind of like a YouTube kind of thing, but I've seen it, and I'm personally not going to watch 10 minutes of, you know, something of the TSN or whatnot. I rather the, I don't know, 1 minute, get to the point. But it is nice that it is a little bit longer, so maybe a scene or a little skit I would post on that Instagram TV.
The reason I'm laughing is not at your response. I literally have my Landon and I shot I think it's just under 9 minutes of the very first Instagram TV cave segment, which is me actually giving an updated tour of the cave. So it's 9 minutes of the creations and a little bit of the story behind it.
Yeah.
And so I'm laughing because I'm hoping that this will capture your attention. But I think that's really cool. That's really, and one thing I would recommend just from my personal experience of doing this for a bit now is don't consider where like everybody is. Sometimes where people aren't is the best place to be, and that, because that gets you ahead of it. So like you look at YouTube, like imagine if you got back on YouTube in 2008 and you just created for 10 years, where you'd be at now. You'd be one of those vloggers that's making a living doing this. My advice would be, is this is the time. Instagram is looking to monetize. They're looking to take a big chunk of that YouTube revenue that they make. And people are already on Instagram. They have 1 billion users per month. They just surpassed. So I think if my advice to you is, you're already doing a lot of vertical stuff on your phone for the stories, clip them together and post that, or try to make maybe a little longer one, and definitely make the content you want to see. So like if you like those little sketches and segments, make those, but just make them to fit Instagram TV and your stories. So you kind of double up on the content so you can actually reach people on the Instagram stories as well as Instagram TV. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm going to take that advice.
Yeah, because down the line, this is just now being released, but they actually want to – people like I'm going to spend, you know, probably 6 hours, maybe 5 hours editing this for that platform. And down the line, that's a lot of work for someone. And I'm just going to stop doing it if down the line people don't get compensated. So Instagram's actually going to be looking at monetizing. So there might be ads, you know, kind of like YouTube in there at some point. So so it is an opportunity to make some revenue down the line. It could be 6 months, could be a year, I'm not sure. But I wouldn't just discount it because people aren't there yet. And you could be one of the first people there and snowball. I haven't seen too many hockey accounts doing it. I see a lot of hockey accounts just reposting stuff they've already done, but creating content specifically for Instagram TV. And you'll see the one that I have in this. It's like literally like I kind of have like a glitch effect at the beginning and be like, hey, you, yeah, Instagram TV, come on, like it's built for the platform. So kind of give you guys as Cave Nation fans insight to the cave, but that information will only be on Instagram TV. So keep going with that. Keep exploring. Keep trying everything. You're doing a really good job. If there was one medium that you could get rid of, what would it be? So between the podcasts, the live streams, all of it, I like to hear what people would get rid of because it kind of shows their preference and also like to know why.
Well, it depends, like, are we talking about if it would get rid of for everyone or just myself?
Everyone. Oh, I'd like, man. It's a tough question because I got that one on as a guest on a podcast, and it was really tough because it's like I kind of see all of them have really good aspects, and then some of them I just kind of don't like. I think for me, I'd like to get rid of YouTube, but not the videos, but just the negative comments.
Yeah.
I find that was my kind of answer to it, because I find with people that it's on YouTube, it's really easy to leave negative comments.
Yeah, dislike button.
Dislike button. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always, you know, why if you don't like something, you don't have to watch that person's. You don't have to leave that dislike because there's so many other accounts out there that you don't have to watch. If you don't like my podcast, that's fine. But right. You don't have to dislike it. Go to somebody else's that you do like.
Or dislike it, then leave a negative comment.
Exactly. That for me, there's so no I need agree. To. You're wasting your own time, right?
Mm-hmm. Moving on from the content creation and social media, that was a good answer. I like that. So to the cave, what is your favorite creation in the cave? So for everyone listening, Cole's actually located in Victoria. I can't remember how you just messaged saying, can we come check it out? And we gave you a tour, you came over. But you've been lucky enough to able to get to experience the cave more so than probably everybody other than maybe a few that are listening to the podcast. Give people who haven't been there insight to what it's like being there. Because when we do tours, people say it's bigger, it's smaller, it's different from what we see online. And I've been so there so often, and I don't consume the content like you guys do. So I always like to get people's fresh opinion to share what it's like being at the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave.
Oh, well, my favorite creation has to be the goalie with the 3D net.
Mm.
That was like, I don't know why, but that was my first thing. I'm like, whoa, like that's like awesome. Imagine having that in your room like that. Just that was super cool for me. I think the cave is bigger and backwards.
Cause, right.
Cause just... on camera, right? Everything's flipped. So I was like, oh, that's there. I thought that, you know. So it
didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So it's definitely backwards now. It's not really because I know where everything's at.
Right.
But yeah.
So with the cave's content, what would you say is the top content and what is the like least content? Like if we were to say one's like the best, whether it's vlogs, podcasts, whatever it be, and then what would be, I'd say the worst or something we should work on?
Oh, it's tough. I love the live streams. Never get rid of those. To show is because Ovechkin was on your live stream. That's insane.
Yeah, that was
like
one
Stanley
of the highlights.
Cup champion.
Yeah, that was pretty surreal. That's a fun story of how he came on, and Landon and I noticed right away because he had the certified blue check, but Ken didn't know what that meant, so he started calling him out, saying it's not him, he's some wannabe, and I was like, you couldn't see it if you actually watched the podcast because I had my hand on the phone and I was talking to it, but I was literally waving my hands like a big, like, shut up, like, with my hands. So, like, people behind the camera would be like, I just wanted Ken to shut up because it's like, these things are, these NHLers, these celebrities or whatever, they're like a very, like, timid deer. You don't want to spook them. You don't want to scare them off by, like, saying, you know, it's not them or whatever. So I was, like, doing my, like, damnedest to try to get Ken to be quiet in the background. So, and I can remember I went straight into Jordy tour mode where I just give a tour of the cave and all the stories of it and trying to like set the bait so that maybe he'd come back or even DM us. But yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights, was having Ovechkin on our live stream, and then a year and a bit later he's raising the cup and partying like a champion.
Yeah, so keep the live streams.
Okay.
If you had to get rid of, and this isn't personal, but I think just because...
We can't get rid of Mike. He lives next door.
Sadly. I guess, the YouTube channel. I love the YouTube channel, but because it's not as popular, if you had to get rid of one thing, it would definitely be that. But I love the vlogs. I recommend anybody new to check out that. You know, the vlogs. I've watched them all multiple times. They're entertaining. They're funny. I think I'm in a couple, so yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know what? Like, I completely agree with you. I think the live streams are our bread and butter, but the vlogs also, because, you know, YouTube changed their algorithm. It's really hard to get views and so forth. It's a lot of work for very little return. But I will continue doing the vlogs because I like the whole process. I love the filming. I love building the story and the editing. And then getting to sit with Ken and Landon, and we watch it like 4 or 5 times, and literally all the comedic stuff is that I try to do is literally based for us. And if anyone else finds it funny, great, but it's a lot of work. Like, it's, people don't understand these things, and it's nice to talk to other content creators like yourself who get how much work it is to like go just set up and appreciate good content when they see it. Is there anything, as a small new account, advice you would give to bigger accounts, like even bigger ones than me? Like, what piece of advice? Because I always think, like, we would ask, like, you know, these big accounts, like, what piece of advice would you give to the smaller accounts growing? I like to do it the other way. I want to ask the smaller accounts that are coming up, what should the bigger accounts do?
Well, I think do what you do. Interact on, if you are live streaming, do it, you know, don't, you know, read comments. Don't just film, or, you know, if people are playing hockey or whatever, read the comments. Say, oh, what, you know, you don't have to read what they say, but say, oh, welcome to live stream, you know, so-and-so. And recognize that these people are, you know, probably buying your stuff if they're joining the live stream or whatnot. So,
talking about buying stuff, we get asked a lot by people, make t-shirts, you know, to get, do all these things. And then generally a lot of times people don't pull the trigger and buy. But my question for you is, if the cave was to get into selling something, what would be something that from a user and a fan of the cave would it be? Would it be clothing, apparel, creations, what?
Creations would be cool, but it just wouldn't be. I think locally that would be a good idea on, you know, Virage sale, eBay, or whatever, local. But I like as cheap as possible items. That's why I love Puck Styles. I wouldn't join Puck Styles if there's, you know, their a bracelet was like, you know, 30 bucks, you know. They're
right.
Cheap. They're like, you know, $7 to $10, you know, for practically any logo. So I think try to keep it as cheap as possible. I know with apparel, you can't always choose that. That's just right. How the printing goes, but yeah.
Yeah, we don't, we've kind of found so far with us that, like, we're the same as you. Like, we buy gear, we buy people we really like and so forth, and the price is one big thing. But I wanted to, the reason I'm asking that is because, like, I think we are going to just kind of try to continue as much as just the free content. And I think that is something that I would love to see everybody try to do. I know it's tough, but just continue with the free content. So before I jump into the next question, because this is a pretty good length of podcast, I want you to say the two words for the next person. So what's going to happen right now is Cole is he's going to say two words, and the first follower on Instagram who DMs us these two words gets to be the next guest on our podcast, where we bring our followers on and do fun interviews like this, like we're doing with Cole and DNA Hockey, and shout you guys out and make sure we explore what you guys are doing. So Cole, what are the two words that I'm going to probably receive a few DMs on tomorrow or when after I post this?
Oh, this is big here. I think everybody knows what I'm going to say, but it's going to have to be Puck Style.
Puck Style. Okay. Alrighty. So if you guys are listening and you want to be on our next podcast, be a guest, get interviewed by me and get your stuff shouted out, the first person to message me the two words Puck Style will be the next guest. So Cole, moving on from that, the summer's coming up. What big plans do you have for your account and your content?
Just grinding hard. As soon as I get, I like to do more live streams near the end of the evenings. Seem like they're pretty good. So as soon as I get all my Puck Style stuff, I'm going to do a live unboxing of that.
Oh, awesome.
More just videos, pumping out as much as I can, taking in what the public wants. So if people want floorball, people voted. Should I do a podcast? Should I not? Most people voted yes, so here I am doing a podcast with you and having my own podcast and having, you know, people wanting to be on it lined up for a couple of days.
And it's pretty fun getting to talk to other hockey people about hockey or, like, social media or, like, this content creation, which I know you and I kind of have in common, whereas, like, you know, it's like it's nice for me to talk to somebody who does this other than talking to Ken, and he's kind of gives me this blank look. It's like him talking to me about building the creations. I have no idea what he uses equipment. Yeah. So yeah, I think you're doing a really good job, and I want to give you a chance to make sure before we end this here, plug your account. Where can people find DNA Hockey? How can they connect with you, and how can they be a guest on your podcast?
DNA Hockey is my Instagram. It's just straight up DNA.HKY. And then I have a podcast, which you guys can be on. It's called DNA Space Podcast. And yeah, you just direct message me and say, hey, I'd love to be on your podcast or whatnot. And I will 100% have you on as a guest. This is my fourth podcast tonight. it's pretty insane, but I'm loving every minute of it, and I'm not complaining. So yeah, you guys can schedule a time that works best for both of us. So yeah, check me out on the Instagram podcast, which you can find it on Anchor or the Apple podcast, which is already on your phone, and my YouTube channel, which is Salty Space JR. And it should be the top one. I have about almost 400 subscribers, so planning to post more vlogs hopefully in the summer. You know, I have a vlog of actually going to the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave, so if you want to check that out.
I watched your two. I watched them tonight, actually. I watched your vlogs where you guys made the cookies when you came over, and then when you came over to the cave, and it was really well done. Cole, DNA Hockey, thanks much. You've been a great guest, and I highly advocate for anybody who's still listening to this, go check him out. And keep hustling, Cole. Keep coming out with the content. You're going to be, I think you'll be shocked soon enough on how fast it will take off. And I think you're starting to see that with this podcast concept you got going. So thanks so much for spending time. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. It's a great time.
All right, everybody. That was Cole from DNA Hockey. This has been Cave Talk. I'm going to be looking for the DMs if you want to be on or be as a guest of our next one. And keep hustling out there. Keep creating and having fun and pass that passionate hockey passion on. Jeez, I'm blowing the tagline here. Where's Ken when you need him? Keep paying it forward when it comes to your hockey passion. It's infectious. And Cole, you're doing a great job. So thanks so much for being on Cave Talk. And we will see you guys next time from the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave.